They dropped all investigations of everybody. They allowed people to come out of jail. You're lucky I'm president.
Dog, he's just admitting it right here. This woman in the back looks stunned. She's like, is he actually admitting all of this right now?
Because...
All right, everybody. I'm about to show you one of the most painfully awkward moments that I've ever seen take place in the Oval Office. Donald Trump is currently holding a press conference with a bunch of children to announce his Trump bank accounts. And it's like nobody in this administration has ever interacted with a child before, outside of the context of hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, right? So Donald Trump is standing there, awkwardly waving his body around, but this isn't even the most awkward part. Ted Cruz takes the stage to introduce Trump, starts to glaze him, praise him, and then admits to the corruption that Donald Trump has enacted over the past year or so. Trump then takes the podium that you see on the right side of the screen. And when Trump takes the podium, he begins to talk about how he's a big crypto guy, about how he's getting really into crypto. And it's like, homie, we know. Trump has made billions and billions of dollars off of a cryptocurrency named Trumpcoin, and then he launched World Liberty Financial, which his sons have gotten billions of dollars from other countries to invest in. It is all an orgy of corruption, and here is Donald Trump standing in the Oval Office, looking rather old and decrepit, and trying to talk to these children in a very awkward manner. Let me just start off with the simple fact that ahead of Donald Trump's visit to Turkey in a few days for a NATO summit, we have citizens of Turkey unfurling a banner on top of a bridge. And if you just wait a second, the banner actually says, "Hide your children, Trump is coming." Let me see if we can get a good zoom in here. "Hide your children, Trump is coming." I don't know who in the White House decided to put Donald Trump next to a bunch of children after the most defining scandal of his presidency, beyond the Iran war, beyond ICE, beyond all of that, is the Epstein files, the cover-up of the Epstein files. But before we get into the Trump of it all, Ted Cruz takes the stage, and Ted Cruz tries to have a message directly towards these children. This may be the most rizzless, awkward thing I have ever seen. He's trying to bring some sort of dad energy and like make jokes to the children, but I have never seen such an awkward series of events take place. Let me show this to you. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. It genuinely means the world. It helps a lot when we're fighting these insidious right-wing forces and all these algorithms. Every time you drop a like or subscribe, it helps us a lot. So thank you all, and let's start here.
Kids, you guys there, each of you are getting an account. These folks here gave you $250. That's a lot of money that you have right now. And you know what? With that $250, you've purchased a little bit of a bunch of big companies. You know McDonald's? You now own a little bit of McDonald's. When you go to McDonald's, you can look around and say, I own this place. If you get on an airplane and fly, you look at a Boeing airplane, you now own a little bit of Boeing. Can you believe it? You're an owner of Boeing? That is transformational. That changes the way every child looks at the world, and the ability to accumulate life-transforming savings, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars for the kids of single moms, that is powerful. And
I'm sorry I had to put you guys through that. That was so incredibly embarrassing. Do you guys think the kids were understanding what he was saying in that moment, that you can be a part owner of a company by investing in their stock? I think it was going over everybody's head, including Donald Trump's head. And you know what I noticed at the end there? When Ted Cruz turns away from the children and he's done going on his weird tirade about McDonald's, he then starts to turn to Donald Trump and directly try to praise him. Look at he's speaking to one man in this clip. He's a cuck. He's speaking to one single man. Look.
Is transformational. That changes the way every child looks at the world and the ability to accumulate.
He's not even speaking to the crowd anymore. He's making sure that Trump is hearing the praise that he is giving. But it gets even more awkward. Ted Cruz then looks over to Trump and says, on behalf of all Americans, I want to thank you for getting rid of that ridiculous red card. Now, if you're up to date with this story, there was a very controversial red card given in a FIFA game to a U.S. player named Balogun. Now, a lot of people think this red card was absolute bullshit. I made a video about this yesterday, and everyone in my comments was like, Adam, you need to understand this red card is entirely just awful. It's an awful call. And here's my take. Regardless of the validity of that red card, whether you think it's right, whether you think it's wrong, I don't really care. I don't want to see the President of the United States using the White House and the White House's lawyers to place pressure on an independent sports commission in order to get a favorable outcome. It's not a good precedent. It makes us look like assholes on the global stage. Other countries will be annoyed by us, and it's just not a good look. Even if you think the red card was bullshit, that is totally fine. I'm not going to contest that. I'm not going to give commentary on that. But Ted Cruz creates a very, very awkward moment by saying, on behalf of all Americans, thank you for that. And Trump gets really awkward about it. I swear, Trump doesn't really respond. He gets really awkward.
And on behalf of all Americans, thank you for getting rid of that ridiculous red card. This is his...
That was interesting.
It was spectacular. There was a reason the FIFA trophy sat here for as long as it did. Mr. President, this...
Oh my God, first of all, his comedic timing is really, really bad. But second of all, did he really have to bring up the FIFA trophy? I mean, Donald Trump got a FIFA Peace Prize from Infantino, the president of FIFA. Then he was able to call him up and say, hey, can we contest this red card? It's so incredibly corrupt, and it seems like Trump kind of knows. Like, look at his reaction when Ted Cruz says this.
On behalf of all Americans, thank you for getting rid of that ridiculous red card. This is his...
That was interesting.
Usually, Trump is able to make some dumbass joke, but he seems kind of just stunned at what Ted Cruz said there. But it gets even worse. So keep in mind, there are children sitting in the Oval Office while all of this is taking place. Trump then takes the podium and starts to talk about a few key issues. Russia and Ukraine, which is a very important one right now. Ukraine has been striking into Russia in a very brave manner, and Russia is still slaughtering Ukrainian civilians and trying to take over their territory, even striking directly into Kyiv. It's important to point out, Vladimir Putin wants all of Europe. The existence of NATO as an entity, Vladimir Putin feels threatened by. The existence of democratic countries, Vladimir Putin feels threatened by. He feels threatened by the fact that there is a strong coalition in Europe. And I hate this inverse reality where people say, oh, Putin is just angry because NATO exists and NATO is encroaching on his territory. Guys, that's Russian propaganda, quite literally Russian propaganda. NATO is a democratic alliance that countries willingly join and that protects countries. Putin, of course, sees NATO as a threat, if you want to be realist about it, but that's because Putin's ambitions are to take over all of Europe. Yeah, NATO is a threat to Vladimir Putin's territorial ambitions. So then, Donald Trump gets asked about his 4th of July phone call with Vladimir Putin, and in a naive manner, he thinks it went well. Just listen to this.
So we'll take a few questions, please.
Mr. President, Vladimir Putin, shortly after speaking to you on July 4th, struck Kyiv and killed innocent civilians. Why isn't he feeling any pressure after speaking with you?
Well, I think he does feel pressure. He wants to end it, and Ukraine wants to end it, and we're in talks, and we'll see if we can get it ended. It's a terrible thing. I ended 8 wars. And this was, in my opinion, going to be an easier one because I know both heads. I didn't know most of the heads. I did India. I did Pakistan. I did others. That could have been a real bad one. Nuclear.
Okay, my patience is running thin for this bullshit today. He rants on for 2 more minutes. Remember, there are children in the Oval Office, and he just goes on a deranged rant. I want to give credit to the reporter. She asked a really brilliant question. She said, why isn't Putin feeling any pressure? Every single time Trump calls Putin, Putin intentionally strikes into Ukraine to kill civilians just to give a middle finger to Donald Trump, and Trump has still convinced himself that Putin wants to end the war. Putin does not want to end the war. Putin is keeping the war going and stringing Donald Trump along, yet he's too dumb to see it. Putin started the war. Putin is carrying out this war. If Putin just took his troops out of Ukraine, if he withdrew his troops, do we think the war would still be going? No, Ukraine isn't attacking Russia just randomly. Ukraine is surgically attacking Russian military infrastructure to stop the Russian invasion. And Trump is too dumb to see it. He's also too dumb to not admit his insane amount of corruption. It just makes me kind of sick because in the clip I'm about to play, Trump begins to talk about his cryptocurrency and how he's a crypto guy and how investigations keep getting dropped into crypto people, which we'll cover in 1 second. And he's sitting there saying this in front of a bunch of children. Now, thankfully, I don't think these children are super politically locked in. I doubt they know what owning part of McDonald's means, or I doubt they know what the newest cryptocurrencies are. I mean, they're children. They're not into the political world yet. But still, there is a top-down vibe given from a leader. The children can at least pick up on vibes, and I'm sure they can pick up on the rancid, crusty vibe coming from Donald Trump as he rants about using the office of the presidency to benefit himself and his family. Kids nowadays are growing up in an America where the leaders in the highest echelons of society are people who want to scam them. Thankfully, I at least got to grow up during the Obama era, during my formative years, a lot of, in middle school and elementary school, and I got to view Obama as a steady-handed leader who encouraged diversity and compassion and empathy. But when I got into high school, you see Trump as the leader. And the lessons that he's teaching my friends back in Indiana, the lessons he teaches like young men and young women, are awful. To be a corrupt asshole to everybody around you and that's how you get ahead. That's why I want to keep pushing back on these narratives, keep rewiring this, and show young people that you don't have to be a corrupt, crusty asshole. And if you agree with that message, make sure you drop a like.
Against it, but he has no idea what crypto is. He had no idea. He didn't have a clue. But they were very violently against it. They were putting people in jail. What they were doing to the crypto was horrible. It's amazing it survived that onslaught. It was a weaponization of government. So when I went very much for it, and I must have gotten, I think I got 100% of the vote, but what happened is, I think it was 100 million people. That's a big industry, and that means some pretty good things. But what happened is, Biden then, after he was getting killed, he was down so much, all of a sudden they became pro-crypto. And their head of the SEC was horrible, unlike Paul, who's really good. No, I mean, he's the best man for the job. Everybody wanted him. But he was horrible. What he was doing to the crypto, they were putting people in jail. Oh, you know that better than anybody. Good people, great, prestigious people. They were putting them in jail. And I said, you got to be kidding. And they were trying to destroy the industry. Okay, ready? So now I'm killing Biden. I'm winning by so much. And all of a sudden, he becomes totally pro-crypto.
Does this guy only see things in black and white? The Biden administration had a rational, steady-handed policy where crypto should be regulated, you shouldn't be able to scam people, but we didn't want to ban crypto. I don't think Democratic politicians want to entirely ban crypto. I don't want to remove people's ability to do things entirely. I want to make sure they're done in a safe and equitable manner, right? I'm not trying to ban everything, but this is where we bring in our corruption framework. If you've been following my videos for a bit, you know that we've worked very hard at Macro Media on a total corruption framework that summarizes all of Trump's corruption. I'll put this as the top link in the description, and you can actually grab it yourself. My team and I put a lot of hours and a lot of effort and a lot of labor into this, so we put it on the website, and it's like a few bucks to grab, and it is totally worth it. It says, crypto and personal enrichment. The Trump family has directly leveraged the presidency to launch and promote their own cryptocurrency ventures. This is all true. Netting billions of dollars from foreign investors and supporters while simultaneously rewriting federal regulations to benefit those exact financial arrangements and instruments. The administration has dropped federal fraud cases against major crypto donors, passed legislation turbocharging unregulated digital assets, and literally sold access to the White House to the top buyers of Trump's personal meme coin, World Liberty Financial and the UAE deal. The Trump family launched World Liberty Financial, a decentralized finance platform, right before they took office. Its stablecoin was also launched by them. Shortly after taking office, an investment firm tied to the United Arab Emirates acquired nearly half of the USD1 supply for $2 billion. That is direct leverage that they have over Donald Trump. The Trump meme coin dinner in May of 2025. The price of the Trump meme coin skyrocketed 58% after the token's website announced that the top 220 holders would be invited to an exclusive private dinner with the president of the golf, or at his golf club. Dropping cases for donors. There's total personal enrichment. He's made billions of dollars. He's pardoned hundreds of people who are fraudsters. So don't let this guy gaslight you about him being more pro-crypto than Biden. He's not a strong crypto advocate. He's an actual scam artist who is enriching himself by the tune of billions of dollars.
They dropped all investigations of everybody. They allowed people to come out of jail. And every time I see a crypto guy that where they dropped an investigation, I said, you're lucky I'm president.
Dog, he's just admitting it right here. He is admitting everything that we just proved and laid out. Look at this woman in the back looks stunned. She's like, is he actually admitting all of this right now?
Because they, you know, I don't know if you know, the Biden administration became totally pro-crypto that last couple of months.
Is he looking at the children when he's saying, is he speaking to the children still? Is he just ranting and raving? directly at the children at this point. Lord have mercy. Trump actually then gets asked about the red card call that he made to the FIFA president. Belgium is now appealing the decision. And again, I got so many emails yesterday of people saying, Adam, don't you dare speak about red cards. You know nothing about it. And my commentary isn't even about the validity of the red card. My commentary is entirely about Trump using the levers of power at his disposal to affect things that he shouldn't be affecting.
Can you describe your phone call with Gianni Infantino about the red card? And Belgium is appealing the decision. What's your reaction?
You're asking me about the whole soccer thing? So, yeah, I did. I spoke to Gianni, who's highly respected, who's produced the most successful World Cup in history by, they say, four times. This isn't just a success. I actually said, Johnny, we've got all these games. Each one is turning out to be a Super Bowl. And we have all these games. You know, when you think of it, every game is like a Super Bowl. Yes, I watched last night. What a game that was with Mexico and England. I mean, two countries, I don't know the players. Although I think Kane is a great player. See, I played golf with him, and I like him a lot. He's a good golfer. But he's really.
What is this guy even talking about at this point? You know what I'm realizing as I watch this clip? Trump is openly admitting his corruption, right? We know that. But it's because he's trying to fundamentally rewire the system, rewire the rules of the game to make it okay to be corrupt. He wants to return the presidency to a pre-constitutional order in which you could give and receive gifts from other countries or companies, no holds barred. He is trying to rewire the system so that rich people can brag about how much richer they are getting off of cryptocurrency and off of the back of the American people, but then not actually help the American people. He's currently trying to flaunt these new Trump bank accounts, and that's what this was supposed to be for, the Trump bank accounts for children. But only 33% of Americans even approve of his economic handling. His economic handling is absolute dog shit. The tariffs have ravaged us. The Iran war has spiked costs. So he's sitting here ranting and raving to this group of children for some reason. Yet his own handling of the economy is atrocious. So he's trying to rewire the system to make it okay for this type of corruption, to return us to this pre-constitutional order. And we need to push back. We need to hold the line. We need to stand our ground. And that is what I will leave you with. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.